Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Advent.
The countdown is on. Mm-hmm. Christmas is approaching, and we thank you once again for making this journey with us.
We have to approach Bethlehem with the dispositions of children, simply, that is, without prejudice, and with our souls wide open to grace. More than that, it is necessary to become completely childlike in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
So I think it's important to distinguish between being childlike and being childish. There's a difference. So Jesus is asking us to be childlike, not childish. Let's start with childish. We've been learning lessons about childish behavior because we have seven children who act childish. It's often marked with characteristics of selfishness. When you are born and you start learning behavior, one of the first lessons you learn is to say thank you. So you express gratitude towards another person. Say thank you. Children have to learn to think about another person besides themselves. And that's very important. So this is what we try and teach our children. You have to consider how your actions affect other people. So childish behavior is self-centered behavior. Childish behavior is behavior that's led by emotion, not reason. And we see this with our children sometimes.
Often.
Their emotions lead instead of reason. So this is not what Jesus is talking about. So we see the childish behavior, but we also, I feel, we see childlike behavior as well in our children. That's really beautiful. I think of our children, childlike behavior, where they're not scared to jump into their father's arms. Mm-hmm. They just run and they love it when I hold them. One of our daughters said recently, "Daddy, can you just hold me?" Like, yeah, I can hold you. And I just held her. "Daddy, I just need some snuggles." "Yeah, I got a couple of those for you." And we just sit on the couch and she puts her head right there and I just hold her. What joy it brings my heart to give her some cuddles. And what joy it must bring the heart of Jesus when we go to him and say, "Jesus, can you just hold me? Can I just rest in you? Can you wrap your arms around me?" And I think Jesus says, "Yeah, I can do that. I got some love for you." I think of also, I had this experience recently with our daughter. She came up to me. I do this thing where I give them kisses until they say full. So in other words, I tell them they got this love tank and I kiss them and I kiss them and I kiss them until they put up their hands and they say, "I'm full." And so I grabbed one of our daughters and I was just kissing her and kissing her, kissing her. And her, she was lying like this and I'm holding her and she's yelling, "I love it. I love it. I love it."
Pretty funny.
She was just so free. And finally she said, "I'm full." That's childlike behavior, to go before the presence of the Lord and say, "I love it, I love it, I love it," just to be with our Lord. And there's so many beautiful things and children can teach us about how to approach. And one of them is there's no veil, there's no fig leaves. They just come as they are. And I think about Jesus when he was preaching. Father Fernandez mentions this, how they let the children come to Jesus.
Right.
Why did they let the children come to Jesus? Well, he was preaching. So in the manner of which Jesus was speaking, the children must have been comfortable. Mm-hmm. I sometimes wonder, would children feel comfortable with me in the way I do parish missions? I raise my voice sometimes and I get like expressive. Does that make a child want to come? Yet we know in scripture that the people who were grumbling about him once said, "But he teaches with authority." So how is it that Jesus taught with authority, yet children felt comfortable in his presence?
Our Lord is not recommending childishness, but innocence and simplicity. He sees in children traits and attitudes that are essential in anyone if he is to gain heaven. And even in this life, if he is to enter the kingdom of faith, a child is devoid of even the slightest feeling of self-sufficiency. It is in constant need of its parents and knows it. A child is fundamentally a being in need, and this is what a Christian should be before his Father God, a being in total need. A child lives fully in the present and nothing more. The adult's less admirable predisposition is to look restlessly to the future, ignoring the here and now, the present moment, which ought to be lived to the full. Isn't that such a great quote?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm often living for next week or living for next year or, you know, when I'm not going to be pregnant or when I'm not, you know, things like that. Yeah. Not that I'm pregnant. No. But not that that would be bad, you know, but.
Just so overwhelming.
Yeah, just so overwhelming. One thing, though, I find life right now is so full that sometimes I don't even have time to think ahead because I'm just so busy.
I think about how sometimes the kids come to us. They don't, haven't developed a concept of future.
Yeah, they don't even know the word sometimes. They'll say like, they'll use like tomorrow when they mean yesterday, or it's just really cute when they don't even know the proper language to use yet. But you can tell, like, you know, we do have some who are like, Mom, what are we doing today?
Right. But when they come to us as a person in constant need, because children are in constant need, we have things that we're doing in consideration of tomorrow, where they have nothing that they are doing in consideration of tomorrow. They're just doing because they were told. Yeah. That's it. That's all. Dad, can you come and play cards with me? I want to, but I have to do something that affects tomorrow.
Right.
Like I get these videos edited, for example. So I can't play cards right now, but I can do it later. But for them, all it is right now. Mm-hmm. So there's a beauty in that because actually all that life is right now. So right now, us and you, this is all that life is. It's one moment at a time, and Jesus comes to us in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Children often tumble down, but they quickly pick themselves up again. And in the life of spiritual childhood, those very same falls and weaknesses are means of sanctification. For in it, love is always young, and unpleasant experiences are easily forgotten, not dwelt and brooded upon, as so often happens with those who have grown up souls. Isn't that true? Yeah, just think of like, you know, when the kids have like a little fight or something, or with a friend or something, they quickly forget it and move on.
Yeah.
It's not like they hold on to that grudge and it's like, oh, I don't want to play with that person anymore. It's actually really beautiful that they can just like, they're quick to forgive, they're quick to move forward. And it's like, what's the next thing? Because they're constantly living in the present.
Yeah, and they do with each other. I think they fight sometimes, and sometimes someone does something to cause tears. And so the rule in our house is the one who's been the offender goes to the other person and says, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? And they know that their response is, I forgive you.
Sometimes they'll say, no, I don't forgive you.
pretty unusual, actually. Yeah. It's not. And sometimes they say, no, I forgive you while they're in tears because they're still hurt.
Yeah, no, I won't. Yeah, exactly. They just need a little bit of time.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful. And then it's done, actually.
It's nice. Move on.
Then they go play. And they're together and everything is good.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I love about children too, is like they don't even care like what kind of clothes I put on them, or they don't care if their hair is a rat's nest. They don't care if they have stuff all over their face. They don't care what kind of car we drive. They don't care what house we live in. They don't care. They just love. Their souls are young. What does it say here? For in it, love is always young. Isn't that beautiful?
It sure is.
Young love.
Young love.
We have young love, don't we? Right. I feel like holidays are times where I can just be in the moment. I think that's why it's important to take time away. And then you can be childlike and you can do... Like, I just feel like for me, it's hard for me to have fun.
We'll wrap up here, friends. Thanks for watching. Please comment below and share with us again what stood out to you. Pray the rosary. I'll link at the end of this video. And we'll see you tomorrow.